Good evening, Patriots. Nice evening as we kind of wind down from another day in the political circus, which we now call America. If you're worried, don't worry. Tomorrow, your front row seats will still be there for you. And what's really great is you're not being charged other than a $1.9 trillion debt. So it's all pretty good. Don't worry about that. Now, to begin with tonight, I was just actually talking with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, whose show is going to be on tomorrow night on the Bards FM main show. It's going to feature her whole interview. So it's going to be about a two-hour show tomorrow night. But just like any good movie, we'll do the first hour. Then you have an intermission, which I'll play some nice music for you. That's when you can go get another cup of coffee, maybe fill up your glass of wine, maybe grab a beer, if that's your thing. Maybe pop some more popcorn. Oh, you got to get it done in about 5 minutes or so. You just always have those essential potty breaks and things like that. And then we come back and we hit part two. And that's how we're going to do that. So that's tomorrow night. Now, she sent me a great meme, which I just have to read. I think it just sums up everything. It says, "'Tis the season to remind everyone that Jesus was a vaccine-free home-birthed baby." Just saying. So, yeah, what a crazy world we live in. How do we forget that? Oh, yeah, I need to go get my vaccine. Well, I'm sure that was God-ordered. Not. That kind of leads me in, though, tonight, where we, I think, as our biggest anchor that we have to continue to stress and hopefully help people to see. Begin with Isaiah 12:1-3. "You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation." I think in truth, if we truly understood our true inheritance, which I think is right within our grasp, but to do this, to truly understand our full inheritance, we have to do something that as much as we say we do it, we really don't. And that is, excuse me, and that is that we have to trust in God to such a degree that we have no fear, we have no outside influences to try to take us off the path, and we are 100% in alignment with what God is intending for us to do. Easy to say, extremely difficult to do. However, this is where I'm going with this. In that place is the true strength of healing, the true strength of everything that we possibly need, right there. There is no want in that place. There is no fear in that place. There's no impact from these two-bit snake-headed warriors that we have out here trying to take over the world. And I think as we anchor more deeply into God, we realize just how little power they really have on us. It's the belief in what they say that influences us and influences many to think that they actually have power. Their words are empty. They have nothing. They are a soulless entity. And if you can visualize that they are truly soulless entities, they have nothing on you, because we are truly the light of this world. I had a conversation today by text with Jim Pugh, and he brought some very interesting points up, which I've been thinking about all day, and I think they're very powerful, and it centers on what I just said. And that is in the place that if we really think what God said is that we were the stewards, using my words, we are the stewards of the earth. Ask yourself a question that if we're the stewards of the earth, and if we're truly in alignment with God, what's the limits that God has put upon us to be good stewards of the earth? And the answer is none. Now let that sink in a minute. God has given us to be stewards of the earth without limits. The only limits that are happening here is us. We are the problem. Without limits, that means that what we ask of him will be delivered. But the expectation is, the need is, that it's not even expectation, it's what has to happen, is we have to be fully in alignment with him. We can't be fighting one another. Can't be listening to this nonsense of these snakeheads out here. We have to have such faith that nothing rocks that. If you're sitting here wondering, like, when's it going to happen? What's going to happen? Are we in an arrest time? Is the world going to end because we have a pedophile as an acting president? No, that's not even in our domain. Our domain is to walk with God. And when we let go of all that other stuff, and it's literally like stepping into a new self, into a new world, we're leaving that old behind. And we're aligned there. We have no limits, patriots. And it's all an open opportunity for good and love and building bridges. There's no limits. We have been so deeply brainwashed, man, I'm telling you, and so heavily corrupted that we end up questioning ourselves, and that's by design, that we are always questioning ourselves. Now, I want you to go back to that again. If we have no limits, then what is it, how is it that the snakeheads can even get any power over us? It's because we let them have it. And because we doubt God, that's why, ultimately, we doubt God's power and doubt God's gift within us. Because if you think about truly what God has said is, what happens on earth will happen in heaven, and what happens on heaven we bring down to earth. As his children, and this is what Jim was sharing with me today, it's brilliant. As his children, he is providing and putting himself as we are, I don't want to use the term superior. That's a little bit bold, but I'm saying is that he's saying, look, you can have anything you want. I'm here for you. What do you need? And suddenly there's no limits. Our biggest problem is we keep listening and believing in this kabuki theater. If everybody shut all the informational space off except that which was building your faith and strength in God, and we were able to take a perspective of just laughing at this other show as if it was a soap opera, a bad one at that too, by the way. The scriptwriters just suck on this particular soap opera because it really is bad. And we could just laugh at it and not let it affect us at all and stay on that path with God. And no matter what it is, have total trust in God. Take your gifts and talents, whatever it is, and it's like, God, I'm going to take a bold step. I trust in you fully. Here we go. What's our limit? God has said there is none. Is the gift and talent geared towards improving life? Is it built on something he's given us? Is it built on, and does it have the aspects of building bridges and extending love into the world? Is it something that will continue a forward push of God's kingdom? Christ was a carpenter. He made things with his hands. He created things of legacy. We have to break from that crutch, or we become dependent on a system, because in what we're doing is we're replacing our trust in God with a dependence on a system. But God didn't tell us to be that way. That's not at all what he did. He gave us free will. He gave us dominion over the earth to do as we needed to be good stewards of the earth. And isn't it ironic that these snakeheads over here who cannot control us, if we really understood who we were, that in the end would have to bow to us because we are actually part of God. Isn't it ironic that God's children who were given dominion over the earth, that the snakeheads use a company called Dominion to take power over us, to convince us that they had dominion over the lands in which we were given by God. Words have meaning. There is no accidents. There is no coincidence here. It is a point in this world that we have to re-empower ourselves, that we must claim our true power in God. And that walk that we make is centered on what we do in the good works of our faith into this world. And the more that we do that, the stronger we become. Our faith needs work and deeds. Our faith needs action. And if we're living into that, we become the disciples of God. We become the disciples of expanding his kingdom, and we become that force that assumes dominion over that which God gave us. First Thessalonians 5:9, for God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not here to be wasting our time. And I can guarantee you, in the design of God's vision, and I say this with absolute confidence, I don't think that sitting on a pew and praying and saying, okay, I'll see you next Sunday, was part of the design. We are intended to be walking with him, breathing through him, letting him guide us in all things, and in the process, creating greatness in this world. One of the things we face right now, all of us, is the challenge of what has become of our churches. So many have become corrupted, and corrupted in such a way that I don't know how you fix it. I mean, because it's a point where it's become a business, this 501c3 model, where there are churches that are more worried about the offering plate than worried about the message. And then if it is even is the message, so many of the messages are about becoming marshmallows, big human marshmallows that we're supposed to just like, okay, well, don't make any wakes. Don't, whatever you do, don't rock the boat. Just be quiet and be a good, passive Christian. Hold your line, but easy there. Don't make a lot of noise, because heck no. That's not the way I see it. And I always go back to just that. I try to put in my head of like Christ walking with his apostles, and they're moving across the country and going on boats and traveling. I'm just visualizing this. And I'm trying to see in that picture where anywhere in that process, anywhere, Christ was a compliant marshmallow. And he isn't. He is courageous. He's bold. He's fearless. One of my favorite stories just is the concept of him standing between the woman and the men that were going to stone her. And he stands between them both and speaks to both of them, not with it's going to be all okay. He's forced each group to be accountable to themselves. And in the process, gets them to diffuse and to step back, deeply reflecting in themselves. And he is bolder. He's bolder without even pulling up a sword or a threat or anything. He's standing between them, which is a very tenuous moment. If you've ever been between two people that are in the middle of a fight or something, it's pretty tense. And that's strength right there. He stands in front of the crowd with a few fish and a little pieces of bread, and they're starving and they're hungry. And doesn't even hesitate. And what happens? They're all fed. And of course, it's written as a miracle, as it is, but if we think about it in terms of what God's limited us to, God's not limited us to anything. So all of that was possible if people truly believed. And it's not a magic trick. It's that God will provide all things as needed. We are, the idea of what, of being God's children is so unbelievably humbling and so significant in responsibility at the same breath. And sometimes I think when we say it or we hear people say it, it's like, oh, we're God's children. It's like just a bunch of gaggle of people. It's like, no. It's not just being a gaggle of people. There is a cabal here, an evil cabal that has spent thousands of years of trying to destroy God's children, us. And that question you have to ask constantly is, why are we such a big deal? And if we are that big of a deal, there must be something really as a big deal that we aren't understanding about ourselves. And when you go there, you go, whoa, wait a minute. What is it that I don't understand yet about who I am that they understand who I am? And that's why they spend so much time trying to destroy us. It's why they use fear so heavily to make us fear life. When God said, build, be, go forward, do great things. That's faith. That's fearlessness. At this moment in time, as we witness around the world, we're seeing this fear take hold in the most hideous of ways. This pinprick that people are wanting and this face diaper that people willfully wear. And it's not, you know, it's not the exception. So, I mean, if somebody has to wear a face diaper to go in and get something, I get it. It's the principle of like acquiescing to it and going, yeah, it's okay. No problem. I like it. I've actually had these conversations. I like it. I feel naked without it. We have to rise above that. And it's us that will lead this world to a new republic, to a new destiny. It has to be like that. And it's a demand on us that on one hand is massive, but on the other hand is like one of the greatest missions you've ever been asked to do. And that is let go of it all. Have absolutely no fear. Take the leap. Trust in God like never before. Let go of all of these hooks and bondages that you have over here. All your worries, let it be. And God's like, I'm standing here, man. Here I am. Come on over because I've got everything for you. Everything you're ever going to imagine. Everything you're possibly going to need. More than you can ever imagine. All you have to do is believe and then just ask. But belief is down to that, if we're going to say religious level, it's soul level. If we're going to say science, it's genetic level. Your genes. You got to get it in your DNA. And it's got to be so deep that nothing can stand it. Nothing will stand up to it. And nothing can control you. Nothing can take you off that path. From the morning we awake to the moment that we wake again, which means through sleep, it's a constant breath with God. It never leaves. 24/7. In wake and in dream. And everything has to be shaped on that. The moments of doubt have to be let go. Those moments of anger, let it go. Moments of fear, let it go. The core of so much as well of what we have is this fear of death, which is always bizarre to me. We are all going to die. Just want to be clear about that, just in case you got confused. In this time, in this world, in this body will find an end point. So enjoy every moment that you have. You don't know what your clock is. You can't sit here and waste away one day and then the next you're like, oh man, I tell you. So I'm paralyzed, man. I don't know what to do. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about that. You're just wasting life. It's an opportunity that's been given once. Use it to its fullest. Every single day, use it to its fullest. I watched a film earlier tonight. And it's called Violino. And it's on the site called inspiredoriginal.org. inspiredoriginal.org, called Violino. It's an 18-minute short film that tells a story of a violinist who gets to play a 300-year-old Stradivarius. And the greatness about this story is he talks about what it is truly to be accomplished. And the point that he gets at is there is no time to do anything else but that gift that you're given, because it's only through that that you can achieve great perfection. And it's what the story is so amazing is because you're taking the craftsman, they show the modern craftsman of the Stradivarius line, which is incredible. Takes 250 hours to build a single Stradivarius. And they marry that with the history of Stradivarius, which is there's a Stradivarius location where there's a number of violins that are on display but can be played. They're not just museum pieces. They can be played for select accomplished musicians to come. And there's a guy whose task it is to select the violin for the violinist. He puts it in a case. He carefully carries it to the performance location. And it's there where that violinist and that violin are married up to have a playing experience like no other. It's a beautiful story. It's very simple. It's mainly visual and it's visual with subtitles. And that's like a marrying of perfection right in that moment. And it's bringing together God's gifts and God's intent. And as I watched it, I just reflected on what I was reflecting on is we're kind of back to where we begin. Like, what does it look like if we just all step into that place and we follow God's perfect line that he's put before us that we keep screwing up because we keep wanting to jump this way and that and get distracted here and there. But it's that perfect line. And we embrace the full power of our gift to live limitlessly in this world. And in that perfect moment, like is shown there, you find the marrying of talents and gifts that come together to create something even otherworldly than that. And it's the perfection of sound, which is as if listening to God's voice. So, follow your gifts and talents. Step away from the crazy. Let the clown show do its thing. Don't be intimidated. Don't have any fear. Breathe, relax, praise God, and know completely. Let him move through you and let him free you from all things. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you give. We thank you for the gifts and talents to sit within us and the knowledge of being able to pursue something that you gave us to a level of perfection without limit. Lord, as we reflect deeply on those gifts and talents, we let our minds travel and go to levels of accomplishment that perhaps at one point we thought were impossible, but Lord, we ask that you'll guide us to realize and to strive for those levels of accomplishment that are beyond anything we ever imagined. We ask for your blessing to fill us with the inspiration to rise above the noise and the crazy and the chaos, to bring that melody of all that you brought to us into this world, to heal, to build bridges, and to share love. May you guide us, may you protect us, may you inspire us, may you help us build that fire bigger than ever imagined. And in the process, give us eyes to see on that road to true freedom and sovereignty. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So, Patriots, I wish you a very blessed evening. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Remember that God is with you. He will never forsake you. All we have to do is embrace him and embrace the limitless life that lies ahead. I'll see you in the morning at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in.
sun sets down over the hill where the lost got found. Reaching through somehow, oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.